Welcome to English with Fraser, the weekly podcast for intermediate English learners who are serious about improving. Whether you're brushing up or building your confidence, join me each week for real conversations, smart tips, and the touch of that British charm. Let's level up your English one episode at a time. Hello and welcome back to English with Fraser, the podcast where we make English effortless, one episode at a time. Today we're tackling one of the most useful, most flexible, and most confusing verbs in the English language. And that's get, G-E-T. Get can mean everything from receive, become, fetch, understand, arrive, you name it, it can mean it. And British English loves using get in casual conversations. So today, we'll walk you through the top uses of get, how we use it in spoken British English, some classic phrasal verbs with get, and a few cheeky expressions for good measure. So, let's get into it.
Ah, get. A tiny word with more meanings than a British menu. Let's sort it out, shall we?
Part 1. Basic uses of the word get. Let's go through the 6 most common meanings of get in everyday British English, with plenty of examples and context to help explain and help you understand. Firstly, to receive or obtain. This is one of the most basic uses of the word get. I got a message from James, so I received a message from him. She got a new laptop for her birthday. Have you got the time? That just means, do you have the time? When you ask someone, excuse me, have you got the time? Please can you tell me what the time is? You'll also hear this used constantly in conversations, especially in the present perfect. I've just got an email from work.
And I usually get a biscuit when I behave, which is often.
Next we have become or change state. Get is often used to describe a change, emotionally or physically. It's getting cold outside. That means it's changed from warm to cold. He got upset when he saw the bill. So he was upset when he received the check for the food. I'm getting hungry. That means I'm becoming hungry. Now I'm hungry. She's getting better after she was ill with the flu. That means now she's making a recovery. Number 3, we can use it to mean arrive or reach a place or destination. Get is a more casual use of the word arrive, and it's used far more commonly in everyday conversation. What time did you get home? We got to the station just in time. That just means we arrived to the station just in time. I should get there for 7. So that means I should arrive by 7 o'clock. You'll hear this a lot when talking about transport. I usually get the bus to work. I think he got the train to work today. That's why he's late.
Personally, I get to the park in record time. Tail wagging, of course.
4, it can mean understand, both seriously and humorously. Do you get what I mean? Or do you know what I mean? Same meanings here. I didn't get that joke. That means I didn't understand that joke. She just doesn't get it, does she? So she just doesn't understand. She just doesn't know what we're talking about. And also it can be used for realization. Oh, now I get it. Oh, he finally gets it, which means he finally understands. It can also be used to mean fetch or bring. For example, can you get the door? So can you answer the door? I'll get the drinks. So that means I'll fetch the drinks. But it also means I'll buy the drinks. So I'll go and get the drinks means I'll go to the bar, buy the drinks and bring them back. Could you get me a sandwich while you're out? So if one person is planning to go out to the shop and you say, can you get me a sandwich? It means, can you bring me back and also buy a sandwich for me?
Get the ball, Winston. That one I always understand.
Lastly, six, it can mean have or possess. Have you got a pen? That just means, do you have a pen? I've got a meeting in 5 minutes. That means I have a meeting in 5 minutes. This last use is especially common in the UK. Americans will most likely say have, while Brits will say have got. Part 2. Phrasal verbs with get. If you're not sure what a phrasal verb is, I've actually got a 4-part series on the top 100 most used phrasal verbs. So go check that out and return to this episode. If you know what a phrasal verb is, let's start now. So these phrasal verbs are used incredibly often in spoken English. And if you can master phrasal verbs and also the use of get, you will sound a lot more fluent and native. So let's start with get up. Get up means to rise from a bed or rise from a seated position. I got up late today. So that just means I woke up late today. Get up, Winston. It's time for your walk. So stand up, Winston. We're going to go outside and take you on a walk, old boy. Number 2, get on. Now, get on, this phrasal verb has two meanings. Firstly, it can mean to board transport. So to get on a train, a plane, a bus. I got on the train at Paddington and I should get there at 8 o'clock. So here we have got and get in one sentence. I got on the train at Paddington. So I boarded the train at Paddington. I should get there. 4, 8 o'clock. I should arrive at 8 o'clock. Get on can also be used to describe a relationship you have with someone. I get on with her really well. Me and him get on great. He's my best friend. That just means to have a good relationship.
Get on with someone. That's important, especially if you share a sofa with them. Fraser and I, we get on like tea and biscuits.
Well, yeah, that's certainly true, Winston. I'm glad you said that. Also, we have get off. Get off is the opposite of get on. So you use it to exit or, well, get off from a form of transport. So if you get on the train, you will later get off the train. Now, you can also say, I got off at Oxford Circus. So this is the train stop that I got off the train. You need to get off at the next stop. So that means when the next stop arrives, you have to get off the train. Next we have get by. Now that means to manage with limited resources or ability. My Spanish isn't great, but I get by. So that means my Spanish isn't amazing, but it's enough to use and be able to sort of live there or be able to be understood. My Russian isn't great, but it's enough to get by when I'm in St. Petersburg. So that means I'm not the best Russian speaker in the world, but if I'm there, I can survive. Another example. We didn't have much money growing up, but we got by. This is a common one for a lot of families, because a lot of families were not rich, especially generations ago. We didn't have much money, but we got by. That means we lived with what we had. We managed to survive. We didn't live like royalty, but we did enough to get by.
Get by? Oh, yes. I once got by on leftover roast chicken and belly rubs for a week. Glorious days.
Get over. This means to recover from something such as an illness or shock. It took me ages to get over the flu. So I was ill with the flu and it took me a long time to finally recover. It took me ages to get over the flu. He still hasn't got over the breakup, which means he hasn't recovered emotionally from breaking up with his partner. Get through. To survive or complete something that's reasonably hard or challenging. We just need to get through the winter. Once the winter passes, then life will be easier. We need to get through the winter. We need to survive through it. I got through all my emails today, although it took me 5 hours. That means I reviewed and finished all my emails, even if it took a long time. Get in or get out. This is similar to get off, but you're getting inside. So we usually say this talking about cars. Get in the car. Get out the car. I got out as soon as I could. So we're talking about a space or a venue. For example, the party was too crowded, so I got out as soon as I could. As you can see, get in or get on depends on the transport. If we say get in, we'll be talking about cars, taxis, Ubers. If we're saying get on, you're talking about bigger forms of transport. So train, bus, or plane.
Get in, Winston. We're going for a drive. Best words in the English language.
Part 3. Idioms and casual expressions. Let's take a look at some common expressions with get you'll hear in informal British English. Get lost. It's sort of a rude or playful, dependent on the tone, but it means to go away. Oh, just get lost, mate. That's quite rude, but it means go away. Get lost. You've got to be joking. So, come on. You're joking. Can't be true. Get a move on. This is an incredibly British one, and it means to tell someone to hurry up, to be quicker. Come on, we're going to be late. Get a move on. Quick, tie your shoelaces. Get a move on. We need to go. Get a move on. Get your act together. This means to tidy up your behaviour or become more organised. You need to get your act together if you're going to pass this exam. So you need to revise and study better if you want to pass the exam. Get on with it. That means stop wasting time and continue. Stop procrastinating. Enough chatting for today. Let's get on with it. So that means we've talked too long. We need to finally do it. Let's get on with it. get a grip. That means calm down, take control. You're overreacting here. Get a grip. So if someone's being overly dramatic, we might say, come on, get a grip. For example, it's raining outside. Your friend, they're not used to the rainy weather of the UK. And you could say, come on, get a grip. It's only a little bit of rain. Or, it's only rain, get a grip. We're not made of sugar. Which means, we're human, we're not made of sugar, so we won't melt in the rain. That's just a cheeky British expression for you there.
Get a move on is what I hear when I stop to sniff every lamppost on the high street. Apparently, Fraser doesn't share my appreciation for other dog smells.
So, there you have it. Get is the Swiss Army knife of English verbs. It has so many meanings, so many ways it can be used, so many different contexts that change its meanings, plenty of expressions and phrasal verbs that can be formed from get. So this is quite a complicated episode. However, hopefully you understood and picked up a few new sentences and a few new ideas. Let's do a quick recap. Use get to mean receive, arrive, understand, become, and add small words such as prepositions like on, off, at, to form practical phrasal verbs. You should be able to notice expressions such as get a move on, get a grip, when you're listening to TV shows and other British conversations.
Right then, I think I've got it. Get your notes out, get revising, and get ready to sound more British than a sausage roll at a football match.
Winston's right, but we all know he loves sausage rolls more than anyone I've ever met. That's a wrap on today's episode of English with Fraser. I hope you enjoyed and learned something new. Remember, mastering English is all about immersing yourself in natural content. After all, we're making English effortless, one episode at a time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Keep going. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and most importantly, share with a friend, family member, or colleague who also may be learning English. I'll be back soon with more natural English content. Until then, keep practicing, listening, and enjoy the journey. Bye for now.